Yes, hi, this is my review of the current Star Trek series and the future Star Trek series. I'm going to put this all in one shot. Let's start with the first of the series, Star Trek Discovery. This has been a mixed bag of stuff, storylines and stuff. Some of it good, some of it bad. Like a lot of the characters, it just doesn't seem to congeal into one set series. You'd almost think it was a whole different group of shows. It's a mess. It's had some great stories. It's had some terrible stories. Just not 4 seasons in, I'm not sure. I like the season 2 where they introduced Captain Pike and Spock. But I think they got to quit doing a one storyline for the whole season. Maybe do short stories. I like stories with multiple parts, but not one 13 or whatever episode storyline. Because it gets convoluted. Sometimes it takes forever to get to the point. And then when it gets to the point, it's like, why bother? It's not that great. Lower Decks, I have not watched it yet. I probably don't know if I will or not. I'm just not that impressed. I like animated cartoons. But that was, I don't know. It looks, I've heard a lot of good stuff about it. I may look into it sometime in the future. Star Trek Picard. After watching the first episode when it came out, I quit. It was boring. It was too slow. I was not that impressed. I did go back and watch it up into episode 5. I am not a fan of gore. I'm sorry. And when I got to the part where I believe it's Ichev from Voyager with a new actor and they were pulling his eye out and it's a lot of blood and gore and that, I stopped again. I'm a huge Q fan. I know he's in season 2 and I think season 3, but I don't think I'm going to watch it. That hurts. I really love John Delancey. I think he's one of the funniest, most brilliant actors out there. But I don't even think he can bring me back to this series. Star Trek Prodigy. I'm thinking, great, a kid's show. It was aimed for kids. That's probably going to be below any adults. But I'll tell you something, I think it's probably one of the best shows they have on Paramount. Star Trek brand-wise, I mean, we bring the brilliant talent of Dee Bradley Baker, Kate Mulgrew, and John Noble. It was brilliant. It's not just for kids. Like, I see more adults loving this than I do kids. And it's been well written. I can't wait for the second half of the series. Season 1. I want to know what's going on with Chakotay. What happened to Chakotay and the cast crew of the original Protostar. And I hope it keeps going well. I hope this series keeps going past season 2. It's been signed up for 2 seasons. Star Trek Strange New Worlds. I am definitely looking forward to this. I think the actors who played Spock, No. 1, and Captain Pike look good. I don't understand turning Robert April, who is a white person in the Star Trek original cartoons, into an African-American. I don't get that. I have no problem with it. I hate how they put a slap in the face of the original content of the original Star Trek sometimes. But it should be interesting to see how it goes. I know they're still working on Section 31, I believe it is, with the actress Michelle Yeoh. I hope it comes about. It's been in the works for several years. There's been nothing on it for a long time. I'm hoping for something soon. Star Trek Academy. I know that Tilly's probably going to be in it. I would like, and the Admiral that's been in the series, Oded Fehr. I like him. I'd like to see David Cronenberg, who plays the head of the Academy, join them. He's been very unutilized since they came into the future of the future. And I like the character. For a director, he's a pretty good actor. So I would like to see more on him. I'm not sure what other series are in the works, but I know there are others, and I can't wait to see what's in the future. Well, that's it for now. Tell me what you think, and I'll talk to you soon.